They call themselves the People's Army, and India's Prime Minister has described them as the most serious internal threat to his country's security. Thousands of Maoist insurgents are scattered through the country's jungles, staging attacks that have led to the deaths of hundreds of people so far this year. There have been gun battles and assassinations, and also deadly counterattacks by shady paramilitary groups. But the battle is not being fought with weapons alone, as NPR's Philip Reeves found out during a trip to the southern city of Hyderabad.
Behind a desk in a shabby, hot, backstreet office sits a bearded man. He's short, rotund, and pushing 60. He's quick to smile, and even quicker to burst into song.
As long as a living being suffers without bread, then every living being will revolt against the system.
The real name of this revolutionary minstrel is Gumadi Vital Rao, but he calls himself Gadda, after a group that fought against British rule before India's independence. It's a nom de guerre that journalist Mir Ayub Ali Khan says is now known to a multitude of Indians.
Gadda is a balladeer. He is a man of the common man. He represents the village folk.
The problem is that I am a communicator. Sujalam supalam isi desh mein roti mange kyun re bhai. Sujalam supalam, so mother country, so green and everything. But everybody is striving. Unemployment problem, poverty problem, Kashmir problem. Bharat apni mahan bhoomi iski kahani suno re bhai. You listen.
It is very interesting to see him dancing and telling you the stories of atrocities of the government or government agencies and the difficulties of the oppressed classes. He is a very interesting character who has left a great mark on the leftist movement as such here.
So my mother country, so beautiful, but the question is everybody is in poverty. Every unemployment problem is not solved. The land problem is not solved. Everybody is suffering. What is the problem?
Gadda can barely finish a sentence without breaking into one of his hundreds of songs. He's almost as keen to show off his wounds. These he acquired a few years back during an attempt to assassinate him.
This is one shot. And this is the first shot they shot me here. This is the shot. So it went from here. Then second shot, third shot, fourth, and fifth. It is in spinal cord still. It is there.
Gadda says he was attacked by an undercover group called the Green Tigers that he says was sponsored by the Indian security services. He and others say that secret, state-backed paramilitary organizations continue to be used against Maoists and their sympathizers. Police officials deny this.
I'm singing, this is my song.
Gadda has, of course, written a song about the attempt on his life. He eagerly thrusts a cassette into his tape recorder.
He presents what he thinks is happening around him and in the populations that he sees in a very magical and musical way that make it easy for the common man to identify with.
That's Anuradha Reddy. Her family's lived here in Hyderabad for generations. Gadda's support base is in South India's forests and villages, but he also lives here. Maoism's song and dance man within a showcase of Indian capitalism. In the last few years, multinational software companies, pharmaceutical giants and call centres have flooded in. Glittering citadels of glass and concrete rise up on Hyderabad's skyline from a district now called Cyberabad. Reddy says too little attention's paid to the many who are still desperately poor. And this is one reason for Gadda's popularity.
I think he's representing some of the aspirations of people who are not seen and who are not heard in the normal political system. Our elected representatives are not addressing these issues.
Across town, Swaranjit Sen sits in his large and lavishly upholstered office. He's chief of police for the state of Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh is at the southern end of a belt of territory running down from India's northern border with Nepal, in which thousands of Maoist insurgents operate, an area known as the Red Corridor. Sen's an expert on the Maoist issue, and he knows all about Gadda's music.
It's okay, it's fine, but I don't get motivated by it. It's okay, his reasoning is very, very rustic, you know, and appeals to the rustic people. Now, what needs to be done is to counter all this with aggressive publicity.
So, says Sen, the security forces have their own minstrels, secretly funded groups dispatched to the forests.
It's absolutely covert. It's like, you know, you do have people moving from villages to villages, performing some acrobats, some dramas, some things like that. So similarly, these groups also go. We use music, we use theater, we use pamphlets, we use all sorts of things. Yes, we do.
Gadda and the police chief don't agree on much, but they do both believe in the power of music. Gadda says the Maoists also have troops of music makers, a so-called cultural army that's proving popular in the forests.
Because through music you can catch, and they will form and they will go and they will organize the people with the music and everything, and they will dance, they will perform. Re la re la re la re la re lo. They will welcome the cultural army. La re la la lo re la re la re. The day definitely will come. The day will come. On that day, they will seize entire property. They will seize it, that's all.
As Gadda dreams of revolution, Sen, the police chief, dreams of shutting him up. It's not easy. You can't be arrested just for singing. Sen says the police can't do anything without hard proof that Gadda's music is directly causing lawlessness.
If we can connect the two things up, then we can go after him. But unfortunately, we don't have that hard evidence. There's no point, you know, arresting him and giving him such a huge publicity. What do you get at the end of it? So that is one of the problems.
So for now, Gadda the Balladeer will warble on and on.
It's a
beautiful song. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.